Perfect. Now I have your number. Thanks.
Hey, I'm Robbie Kramer. You're listening to the Leverage Podcast, where we discuss using your social skills to hack dating, travel, finding your dream job, and becoming a complete man.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I've got a really cool guest named James. Has an interesting story to share about his journey with women and dating and meeting women in English, in Russian, maybe a little bit in Estonian as well. So we'll be talking about what it's like, the differences between Slavic women and Western women, and get our kind of take on it. So welcome to the show, James.
Hi. Hi, Robbie. Good to hear you. Good to see you. I'm happy to be here. Overall, to begin with something, I used to be a really shy guy at school. I mean, like, I wouldn't even think of something like coming up to a woman and starting a conversation. I was just too busy with all those other things. And suddenly, somehow, once I was in Australia, once I was there, I realized that, well, having a job, having a place to go to earn money is not the only thing that I should be looking for in life. Somehow all my life path led me to like searching for information, to searching for better knowledge. Once I was there, I was just completely by myself. There was no one to help me, and I had to find ways.
How old were you when you got into this stuff?
I was about 23 years old.
Okay. Maybe. And right. How'd you end up in Australia? How old were you when you moved?
So I went there just to travel a little bit, to see the world, to meet new people.
Like, did you have work there, or you just went to travel and hang out?
Yeah, I was trying different work jobs that involved talking, where I could improve my language skills and people skills as well.
Like sales?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I did. I was selling oil paintings. And
really? Yeah, so like from a store, or how'd you sell them?
It's like a door-to-door sales job where you get yourself like a folder of paintings, and you just it's tough work. It's like you're carrying it around while it's really, really warm outside.
What is, yeah, it's carrying like a bunch of paintings around and then going door-to-door trying to sell them.
Exactly.
That's hard.
Yeah, so.
That's like cold approach dating in a way. I think selling the paintings is much harder, though.
Yeah, it is. So I'm glad I did it, because I learned how to talk to people, how to talk to older people. Yeah. And, you know, later on, I just realized maybe I could go out sometime, you know, because I could see we were going out with some of the guys. But all of this led to just drinking, you know, drinking beers, having beers. That's it. Nowhere else. It didn't lead anywhere.
So I'm curious, a couple questions. Well, one, obviously there's a huge correlation between sales and dating. It's really the same thing. The product that you're selling in dating is yourself. So some of the best training you can have for your confidence is sales, because you're facing rejection, but it's not as bad because they're not rejecting you per se, they're rejecting the oil painting, right? So for me, I learned a lot being in sales, and it certainly helped to improve my confidence and success with women. So I'm sure that was the case for you as well. But my question is, what made you want to go to Australia? And, you know, it's pretty like risky or abnormal for a guy to just, you know, who's from Estonia, to be like, yeah, I'm just going to go to Sydney and try to sell shit and live. Like, that takes some courage or something. So what was that like? What was that process like that made you want to do it?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for acknowledging it. Not many people do that. That's the thing. Not too many people do that. And my idea was to get over there, to find myself people who would be good in business, becoming successful, and buying yourself an expensive car or an expensive
house. Like the American dream, but it was in Australia. Got it. And I'm sure there's a big culture of that growing up in former Soviet countries. I hear that a lot from guys over there. So that makes sense.
Yeah, what I could see there was just the whole field of opportunity everywhere. Opportunity here, there. You could get a job as quickly as, 1, 2, 3. And
so the opportunity here, to go door to door selling paintings, that doesn't really exist in Tallinn, Estonia? Or you can do it.
It doesn't.
Someone's going to buy it?
No, there's nothing like that. There's nothing like that here. People are more closed inside their own shelf, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
They
so
are
when you're in Australia, when did you start getting involved with self improvement and pickup stuff?
Yeah, so it kind of all went step by step. I got I got a better job. I got to meet interesting people. Actually, one really awesome job that I was doing was also selling skincare products in shopping centers, and that's where I got a lot of experience with talking to women when it comes to talking to women, because women are just fond of skincare products.
Of course.
Yeah. So that's where I met one really, really beautiful, sexy girl from Russia. That's when I learned that basically nationality is not the biggest question here. You know, in terms of financial success, I was there just as a backpacker. I was there a traveler. I had nothing of my own. I was like just counting every penny. And of course, this girl, it didn't work out. It didn't work out. And I wasn't that advanced at that time. So, it was just another failure. As guys fail, with women, I failed as well. That was a big thing for me. At that time, I was reading books about pickup, and I was like learning about it a little bit more. And once she stopped replying to my messages, once she stopped answering my phone calls, I was like, wow, man, dude, I need to do something about it. I got myself a coach on dating.
It was a local Australian coach?
It was actually an online coach. I got a Russian-speaking coach, online coach, and he didn't help me that much. I need to be honest. You know that feeling once you get no success with the girl you're into? That was a significant moment where I had an epiphany, like I need to do something about it.
Are there a lot of Russian dating coaches? How big is the industry compared to the West?
There are more and more every year someone is coming up. However, those that stick for many years, those are very few. Once I went out in nightclubs, I could see, wow, those Australian chicks, they're kind of arrogant, They are very self-confident, unlike me. As a foreigner over there, I'm like just a guy who's here for the first time ever. And they are like really, really confident about themselves. So I had to find a way.
When I went to Australia, I think it was in 2007, I was leading a workshop for the old company I worked for called Pickup 101. And I really didn't have any business being a coach yet. I was pretty bad, but I was at least better than the horrible guys I was teaching. But I got destroyed by the Australian women. I got into a lot of conversations and fun sort of back and forth conversations because they're very witty. Kind of like British girls or, like some American girls. But they challenged me a lot and I kept failing like the challenges that they would kind of throw at me. And the Australian guys are very confident, very loud, very alpha, very outgoing. And I just think, I was kind of fat at the time and dressed like kind of a goon. So I'm not surprised I didn't have a lot of success. but Australia is a pretty tough place because of the competition versus somewhere like Kiev, Ukraine. The competition's not very good. I'm guessing Tallinn, Estonia, I don't know. The competition, I'm guessing, isn't so great, but I'm curious if you agree with me on that.
When you talk to a girl in the street, people are just so much more closed. It's language barrier. You need to find out which language she speaks. That's the first thing. So either she's Estonian or she's Russian, or she is English speaking, or she's a tourist. And that's number one thing that what you need to do here.
So how do you do that?
I would try guessing. So like improving my psychic abilities at that time as well. So either you just say Tere, it's hello in Estonian, or you say Privet, Russian, or you say in English. Later, I started speaking in English only, just because I got a little bit tired of guessing what language they speak.
Yeah, in Kiev, I've had this experience in my clients as well, that they have the most success when they start with English. And if the girl doesn't speak English, then to switch to Russian. But if they said even if they spoke Russian, they did better starting in English. Did you feel that you would agree on that, or?
I agree on something that made me think for a while. On the idea that if you are not guessing the language straight away, there's this deep subconscious barrier or something that girls have that will make the connection, later connection, and the conversation close to very low level or close to impossible if you're not guessing it right. So I was aware of, you know, working on my fears of that certain type of fears, as you know, it's in this field that guys have. And I used to help guys when I was in Australia and approach. And if that was a big problem for some people to just come up to a girl and say hi or use a pickup line, you know, just any of the basic pickup lines like, you know, who's lying more, men or women, or just the basics. And that was a big question for some of the dudes. Even though everyone was speaking English, and some girls or like, you know, foreign girls are open for meeting new men. And here in Estonia, it was like, man, it was like double painful, I would say, because you are coming to a girl. It takes a little bit courage, and then once you're not guessing her language, you're meeting another barrier here and there, because you know Russian and Estonian are not good friends. We were having certain type of conflicts here, and some guys agree on the fact that we shouldn't be meeting Estonian women.
What is the difference between Estonian women and Russian women?
It's the culture, it's the traditions, it's the mindset, it's the TV shows, it's the.
No, I know the difference. Movies, what would you say are the major differences in how they behave?
Estonian women are more silent. They are very, very quiet. They will never tell you the truth. That's what I think. They'll be like listening to you, they will be kind of staying away a little bit more. They'll be silent. And Russian women, they're like provocation, fights, conflicts. Let's do this. Let's go. And then they're always like using some manipulation to make a man feel he's weaker than her. The Russian women always do that. They just love they love the domination. That's what I'm now. I'm making fun of those Russian women right now. Foreign people are not used to it. and they are using that psychology.
So Estonian women are a little bit more a little bit more passive, it sounds like. That's what I've also found with some of the other post-Soviet cultures, like Polish girls are a little bit more passive than, say, Ukrainian girls. I think Ukrainian girls and Russian girls are both, can be both very dominant. It kind of depends on where you are. I found the girls in Moscow to be a little bit less dominant than the girls in Kiev, Ukraine.
I became very fanatic about meeting new women all the time, just because I want to know so much about the culture differences as well. So I could meet Finnish girls in Estonia too, a little bit Swedish. I could meet Russian girls from St. Petersburg. I met girls from Latvia, and Latvian chicks are really awesome. They are very romantic. They respect men, and they're very caring. In comparison to Russians, who really will never care about a guy. They will not ask how he's doing, how his life is going, if you're in a relationship or anything like that. They're just thinking about themselves. In Estonia, it's one of the biggest problems here right now. And the guys are talking about it as well, that basically we need to find places to where to date women, like Latvia or St. Petersburg. Because here in Estonia, Russian girls, they never care about you. If you're dying without food, if you are over there, your manager gave you less money and they fired you from work, they will not come to you and will not help you with anything. That's the reality.
These are the
reality.
Russian girls in Estonia, or these
exactly.
are all Russian girls?
That's from my experience, from what I see I consider myself an expert in this field. I can see that it's Russian girls in Estonia. They are like
Russian
that.
Girls they in will, Russia are okay.
They are different, and many places in Russia are different. It's
right. Of course. It's like, but in general, you're saying the Russian girls you meet in Estonia, you don't like as much as the ones that you meet elsewhere.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's my life experience, and from year to year, I've been in Estonia for more than 5 years now, and from the girls that I meet, some of them are fine. Yeah, they are all right. But I mean, something is different, of course. They're not caring that much about the guy, about what's going on in his life. In Russia, it's also different. In Moscow and St. Petersburg, those are competing cities and different cultures. Different cultures.
Absolutely. Why do you think the Russian girls in Estonia, why do you think they're not as good as the Russian girls elsewhere?
Because they've been brought up, they've been grown up in that environment where it's a cultural difference. Estonian, Russian, they are brought up in that environment where they are told that it's a higher perspective if you go to study abroad. If you go to study in Great Britain or in anywhere else in Scandinavia, for example.
So they're a little bit more entitled.
Their mindset is sharped, as they are focused on leaving the country to study somewhere else. They are more into foreign guys. In some other country than Russian here, because their mindset is just built up that way. They mostly want to leave Estonia, and they want to find someone to help them in another place.
So, would you recommend Tallinn as a good place for Western guys to go to meet women?
Great question. Very good question. I might say that they could be more open to you still. They could be a little bit more open to Western guys. However, the competition is really tough here. Very many guys are trying to approach the same girl. Like if you take a nightclub, there'll be always like competition. What I see here is just very weird feminist movements these days. Well, first of all, one big thing that I stumbled upon was the feminist movement, where girls, where women are not supportive towards men. And that's where Estonian nightlife just went very, very low, very low quality and very, very much, you know, like less fun. And that's first thing. Another thing, a lot of girls, you know, once you're in personal development, you want to meet good looking women. You want to meet healthy women, right? Once I was here, I could see, wow, dude, it's like completely different. It's a dark country, you know, it's like 60% of the time it's dark here. And once you're in the old town in Stalin, you're there to have party. You're there to get drunk, or you're there to, you know, just go from one bar to another. If you are just one of those guys who like to have a party, then yeah, maybe you could come here. But some things will impress you, other things will shock you a little bit more.
So there is some nightlife in a bar club scene there, it sounds like.
Yeah, and besides that, Russian women in Estonia, they're very tricky. Once they will always tell you that they have a boyfriend. They will always tell you, even if it's true or it's not true, it's both ways. They're trying to trick you. If they have a boyfriend, they have another boyfriend, someone they're texting in another country. And people who are never out of Estonia, they are in a relationship, for example. Like, let's say they are in a relationship. They will not cheat on each other. I believe so. So even if you like a girl who's in a relationship, you won't, you know, hang out with her or spend a lot of time together. Even though I was on dates with really awesome chicks that were in relationships. You know, it doesn't go further from there. It doesn't go anywhere further. They're like loyal, you know, like loyalty. When it comes to loyalty, they're pretty much that type. And there are more guys than girls here for sure right now. There are more guys than girls.
More guys. Wow. Okay. So maybe don't go to Tallinn if you're a guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Just okay. So Robbie, just so you understand, just to make it a little bit clear, you are like three girls or maybe four girls out of five are out of Estonia, living in foreign countries that I was in school with. The one or I was dating, I was trying to date or something like that. One would go to Spain, another one would go to Great Britain, and the third one would go to Lithuania or Latvia. So they much pretty much just anywhere except here, except that being here.
They try to get out.
Some people will hate me for saying that. You know, I don't know your audience that much, but I'm pretty sure some people will hate me for saying this. You know, but
it's very common. It's very common in Eastern European cities that aren't very metropolitan. You know, young successful people want to go somewhere more metropolitan, and that's just how it is. That's okay. Do a lot of people want to go to St. Petersburg? Where do most people typically go?
I think it's St. Petersburg, one of the first places where they would go.
From all the guys that I know that have traveled throughout Eastern Europe, they all say that St. Petersburg and Kiev are the two best places. I haven't spent much time in St. Petersburg, so I don't know. But have you been there?
I was in St. Petersburg. I had a girlfriend there. It was a pretty good experience living in St. Petersburg. I still remember it. It's like very spiritual for me as well. I was in Kiev once. In Kiev, I was when I was doing karate. We went there for a summer camp, and it was the only time I was in Kiev. I went there before they were having a war over there in Ukraine, and it was a really awesome place. I loved it. I loved it. So many beautiful women, so many friendly people, and it just shocked me. I still remember. It's a good memory. I'm planning to go there once again.
Yeah, that's why it's my home. I love Kiev. So tell me, before we wrap up, what's your best or favorite piece of advice for guys when it comes to dating or improving themselves?
In Russian community, in Russia, there is a gossip, let's say, yeah, mm-hmm. that pickup is not a good thing. So there were some guys, maybe some groups of people who were overusing some certain type of neuro-linguistic techniques or something like that, so that the rumors spread, and basically it became not very prestigious to study pickup. You know what I mean? Even if a guy, I have had a conversation with a Russian girl recently over internet, because I meet women through internet too, and I connect with them. And we were having that conversation on a deeper level with her. And she told me, look, I understand the fact if a guy is very intelligent and he came up to me in public transport, he was very intelligent. He was like, excuse me, miss, I'm sorry. May I please get to know you a little bit, or you're looking really, really good. So in very kind manners and like that. And I told her, yeah, well, that's okay, that's great. But come on, you are talking bad about pickup artists. How do you know that he is not a pickup artist? How do you know? You know what I mean? You need to hide your identity right now. If you are in pickup, you need to hide your identity so that they will take you as a normal person. Let's say in the mind of that girl, a pickup artist is someone who is very arrogant, who is coming up to a girl and making a cheeky joke or grabbing her with some part of her body, and she's just like, yeah, I like how that guy approached me. And I'm thinking, okay, cool, but that guy is maybe doing a lot of personal development, a lot of pickup videos to watch, so he can make that move. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
So right now you need to, I would love that idea to be dissolved, because men need to grow. Men need to make moves towards.
Yeah, women. There's a huge stigma around pickup. And I think that's, there's a lot of people who have given it a bad name, and just the whole idea of like trying to go out and pick up a girl, women find that it's kind of like the equivalent if there were schools, and there are schools that teach women how to find a rich man, right? Like, and if there's schools like that in Russia, I'm on a mailing list from a woman who teaches that stuff. And it's like, that's the world we live in. That stuff exists. And absolutely. It gives a bad name. It gives a bad name to anyone who's trying to improve themselves as a man or a woman who's, of course, if you're a woman and you have your options between, guy A who's broke and guy B who's the same guy, but he's also rich, you're going to choose guy B, right? So there's nothing wrong with it, but a lot of people in social media and they like to attack the whole community, and it's dangerous, much more dangerous in America because of the feminist movement and Me Too. So even saying that you're a pickup artist can get you in trouble. It can ruin your reputation.
It can definitely.
Yeah. Is it like that also in Australia?
One thing I also can add to your words. They are also doing courses for women where women teach other women how to get something from a man for free. Like, let's say a new automobile or a new house or something materialistic. Mm-hmm. They are doing courses like that. And that's why there are like huge misunderstandings between men and women right now, and I can see it in Russia. It's happening. A lot of women are left with kids, for example, and as left as single parents, single
Right.
mothers.
Yeah, it's
And
an interesting cultural thing because in Russia you do see that a lot more than you do in America. You know, you see people struggling a lot more financially. So if you're a young, beautiful girl and you see an internet ad for, learn how to get what you need from men, that seems a lot more appealing than getting a job at some shitty store and working, 9, 10 hours a day. In the US, it's so tough for a lot of guys to find dates with beautiful women. That's why pickup got so popular, because there was such a strong need for that. So these things come from cultural problems that are trying to be solved. However, the way that they're presented often kind of spoils the intention, which is sometimes noble.
Absolutely, absolutely. When it comes to Estonia, pickup has become very tough here, close to impossible. As I was coming from Australian background in that sense, I tried doing it here, and it's a little bit uncomfortable. It's both not comfortable for a girl, for a guy. Let's say you're anywhere in public or public transport, there are those security cameras everywhere. They are filming everything you do, so you will become more afraid to make a move that other people will see as something not within their mindset, within their reality. You know, when it comes to like reality trans surfing and all those things, you'll see older people be judging you. Oh, and like if they like there will be grannies walking around a bus stop and considering that a girl is safe, that no one comes to her, that's not a big thing. And what was more shocking to me, that schools and the whole educational system here, social system here in Estonia, is doing everything to prevent pickup, to prevent mandating women. They're doing everything for that, in that terms. I was in a library and I was out with a girl I was dating. I was sleeping with at that time. And I picked a brochure, and it's about maniacs. I was like, what the hell is that? I was like, I just picked up this brochure and I went out with, we were on our way to somewhere in the city with that girl I was out with. And I was reading it out loud in the public transport, because it's ridiculous what they write. They make people fear everything. They make people scared of other men. Once, a guy approaches you, gets your number, it's suspicious, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they are making brochures where they write about some type of maniacs, some type of bad people, something like that, so that basically you become, you are, it's more dangerous for a guy to meet a girl than for a girl to meet a guy. She can be also like trying to get you into a certain type of schemes where she wants to get something from you, or she will be saying that, oh, you're some kind of maniac in the street and it doesn't feel good, trust me. I've had that a couple of times when I got the girl's number. I tried to connect her later on, and I could see that she says, oh, I know nothing about you, I don't know you. That's what they say most of the times. And I was very, very honestly, sincerely trying to find myself a girlfriend. I wasn't looking for a one night stand. I wasn't looking for, just having fun or funny conversation. I was sincerely trying to find myself a girlfriend. And it became almost impossible, because guys who know me in Estonia, they think, oh, this guy is a pickup artist. stay away from him.
Right.
You know,
don't want to get that reputation.
It's been
awesome having you on, and thanks for the insights you provided. Interesting stuff for anyone who wants to travel to that part of the world. Where can people find out more about you or connect with you?
I'm on Instagram. I write motivational quotes.
I'll put a link so anyone can click on it for the interview. Cool, brother. Well, thanks so much for coming on, and talk to you soon.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for inviting me, Robbie.
All right, man. Take care.
Thanks for listening. If you want more, go to innerconfidence.com, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for the latest episodes.